fixing grain bin problems safely, today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. It's not worth risking your life to fix a grain bin problem. Yet farmers and farm workers continue to take risky steps where that's concerned. Dan Neenan of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety in Piasta, Iowa.
Grain can get out of condition. When it gets out of condition, it's going to start getting moldy. And when it starts getting moldy, it's going to clump. And those clumps are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So remember that when the sump gets activated, it's going to pull grain straight down. Everything else is going to slough in. So if I've got chunks of grain up here and we turn that on, it's going to flow to the middle and drop down right on our sump. And if I've got those chunks of grain on my sump, grain's not going to flow through. That's why a farmer is going to get into the bin.
Neenan tells farmers that they and their employees need to post and follow strict safety procedures when anyone is going into a grain bin.
They think it's a pain, so they don't bother using it. So let's make it as easy for them as we possibly can to run the 4-gas monitor, to be able to do the permit, to have the lockout tag out right there for them. Okay, let's not give them something that it's too hard, you know, or it's going to take too much time.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.